This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, we're looking at the rebuilding process following last June's High Park wildfire northwest of Fort Collins. As we reported yesterday, of the 259 homes lost, just 18% of homeowners have started to build again. And only 9 homeowners have actually moved back in. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, wildfire victims have very different answers as to why they have or haven't moved forward.
As Gary and Martha Lemert sort through photographs from the High Park fire, it takes just one before and after shot to show the complete devastation to their 10-acre property off of Davis Ranch Road.
This was our sunroom, which was right out back there, and that's what we had left after the fire.
What's left is a green roof that looks like it's been melted on top of gray rubble. All told, the Lemerts lost 8 buildings to the fire, including a garage and a guest house.
The first 3 weeks after it happened, I was like a zombie. And I said, no way am I going back up there and try to, you know. But how do you give this up?
You get lots of daylight, and you get quiet, and you get to hear birds.
You know, it's beautiful.
Today, the Lemerts are settled into a new 2-story home on the same land. They say purchasing a manufactured home sped up the process, but they also ran into snags paying off their old mortgage, a burden many wildfire victims have to deal with.
We could not have replaced all the outbuildings and everything. We were about $100,000 short of being able to do all of that.
Insurance woes, money, and time are 3 obstacles preventing many High Park fire victims from rebuilding. Add on top a thick layer of emotions and you start to get a picture of the ongoing challenges, something Dale and Marilyn Snyder are intimately familiar with.
I think after you have an event like this, people think 1 year is a long time. It's a blink of the eye. Believe me, with everything that you have to do.
The Snyders are part of the 82% of property owners who have either decided not to rebuild or are taking their time and planning for new construction inside the burn zone. Part of their delay comes from the fact that it's nearly impossible to replace their old home, a converted barn.
Without finding an old barn and having it brought in and doing, which the expense, we couldn't do that.
It also doesn't help that the Snyders were underinsured by about $70,000. In fact, at least 30% of the High Park fire victims were underinsured on either their structure or the contents within, says Larimer County Fire Recovery Manager Suzanne Bassinger.
That's a big financial impact, and some people are just starting to figure out whether they can afford to rebuild.
Instead of rebuilding, Dale and Marilyn Snyder spent much of the last year advocating for insurance reform, which was recently signed into law by the governor. One of the main changes is policyholders now have 365 days to submit a contents list of the items in their home, a painful task after losing everything.
In our policy that we had 60 days. You know, we lost 30 up front for the fire because how long it drug out.
Larimer County has also made things a bit easier. Suzanne Bassinger says homeowners don't have to deal with new code or building restrictions as they move forward. That's in sharp contrast to Colorado Springs, which passed new rules following the Waldo Canyon fire to limit home and deck materials.
I imagine someone would be listening and thinking, you know, how could you have this big fire and not put regulations to make these properties less flammable?
Larimer County, I believe, is big on allowing people to make decisions for themselves, and I think that's a good thing. We provide lots of information, lots of support, but it still comes down to the landowner, in most cases, to decide what they want to do.
From adding fire breaks to their landscape to fiber cement siding on their home, Gary and Martha Lemert have made a lot of changes.
When we're healing up pretty good here, green and all that.
Their attention is now focused on removing burnt and dying trees on their heavily wooded property. Looking out from their second-story picture window, most of these trees are off in the distance. But just yards away, there's a tall, skinny ponderosa pine that's black as ink.
And it was just beautiful, the shape and everything. And I'm just, I have a hard time cutting it. I'm going to take it down.
But not ready to do that.
Not ready to do it yet. It's like a kid.
Whether wildfire survivors are framing a new home or cleaning up trees, Gary Lemert illustrates a key point. Even for the most industrious, there are still limits to the work that can be done within the first year of such a devastating fire. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
We continue to look at efforts to rebuild lives and property tomorrow. The Risk Canyon Volunteer Fire Department was the first agency to reach the High Park Fire shortly after it erupted on June 9th. In the end, one of the department's stations was destroyed, and a handful of firefighters lost their own homes.
We're still living in High Park. It hasn't ended for us up here. People are pretty fragile, and so, you just have to watch each other.
KUNC's Nathan Heffel revisits the department, and Fire Chief Bob Gann join us tomorrow morning at this time on KUNC.